This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams with this week's Lost and Found sound presentation. Every Friday, independent radio producers and NPR collaborate to rewind the century and examine its sounds. One sound that dominated the 1950s, 60s, and 70s was Top 40 AM radio. Every city had at least one station.
WLS Chicago.
The Wrath of the Buzzer. WNAP Indianapolis.
WJRQ.
AM is no longer the place really to find music on the radio, but while the din has settled, the memories linger for NPR's Don Gagne.
Where I grew up, in a small Michigan town not too far from Detroit, there was really only one thing you needed to know about Detroit radio. A hot Friday night in August meant cruising in my buddy's Dodge Dart, red with a black vinyl top, with the AM radio permanently set to just one station.
CKLW. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Sly and the Family Stone.
Hi, Sly. What's happening, baby?
That was the energy that was CKLW, or just CK as everyone referred to it. Remember, in the 1960s, the AM radio was everything. FM existed, but few people knew about it, and even fewer had a receiver that could pick it up.
CKLW, golden.
CKLW was based just across the river from Detroit in Windsor, Ontario. At 800 on the AM dial, it beamed a powerful 50,000-watt signal into the United States. That, combined with a format that featured an aggressive mix of popular music, bellowing disc jockeys, and sensational newscasts, made it, for a time anyway, one of the leading stations in North America.
Don't let me down. It's 5:08 daylight time with Ed Mitchell at the Big 8.
Dopamine adds to your fun. Dopamine's fun for everyone. Dopamine freshness, smoothness too. You will love it. Millions do.
Motor Trend magazine has named the Chevy Vega its 1971 Car of the Year. They say it's because of Vega's engineering excellence, timeliness, styling, and overall value.
10:09, CKLW Black Box Time. Hey, girls, ever wish you had a new look, a better figure? Well, Patricia Stevens knows how you feel. And Patricia Stevens Finishing Training can help almost any girl become even more attractive through classes in makeup, grooming, hairstyling, wardrobe, and voice and diction. If you need shaping up, there are figure control classes, even skinny school.
The Big 8. 50,000 constantly cooking hot whites, and all at your disposal via the headlines. 258-6666, the number from Windsor, and from Detroit, 298-8822. We can't live together, man. We're going to at least rap about it a little while. It's Timmy Thomas tonight.
CK's strong signal gave it a huge advantage over rival stations. Their signals would turn to static after 20 or 30 miles. But CKLW reached not just Detroit. It could be heard in 28 states and across much of Canada. CK was such a powerhouse, it was not only the ratings leader in Detroit, but was also number one 50 miles to the south in Toledo, and at times all the way across Lake Erie in Cleveland.
Not available in Ontario, CKLW weather, just ahead of much more music and Dave Schaefer. Overcast with occasional showers, high 72, low tonight 49, partly cloudy and mild tomorrow. Merck Index 33, light air pollution. The current temperature 59 degrees, Sarnia 51, Cleveland 59, Toledo 57. This is Randall Carlisle, 2020 News.
CKLW.
Jojo Shuddy McGregor worked for CK in the mid-70s, but prior to that, she was just another fan, living with her folks in suburban Detroit with her car radio set to the Big 8.
Everyone was listening to CKLW. You were, weren't you?
I was. And my sister and my brothers. And,
yeah. Everybody was. It was just such a powerhouse. And to stop and think that it might have been in located physically in Windsor, but the 50,000 watts were just booming everywhere into the States and across Canada. And I think it really was a radio station stopper. It was one of those stations that you could tune in, hear great music, hear top 40 music, played well. If you were driving anywhere, and if it was a convertible, if it was just a car with the windows rolled down, CKLW was blasting on the radio.
Sunday at Detroit Dragway. Big name super stocks and funny cars, a Detroit Dragway double feature. From Los Angeles, driving his record-holding Dodge Hemi, the powerful Dodge of Dandy Dick Landy.
Art Vola publishes the Michigan Radio Guide. He, too, was listening some 30 years ago.
And I remember the old days when you would be able to walk down a beach and hear the same station coming out of virtually every radio. You could just hear the same song over the whole beach. Everybody was on the same station.
Ed Mitchell, CKLW.
Set to drive for the winners of our Pontiac pair on Channel 9's Lively Spot today.
Don't let me down.
Jackson 5, and never can say goodbye at CKLW with Jim Jackson at 7:50.
CKLW.
Last night I had a wonderful dream about you.
The big reason for CK's draw was its brilliant format. In 1967, radio programmer Bill Drake was hired to help turn around what had been just an average station. He'd already had success in other cities, and at CKLW he didn't disappoint. CK quickly became the Big Eight, and it started doing things no other Detroit radio station was doing. The hottest hits were played more frequently, disc jockeys talked less, and you could almost feel the energy coming out of your radio speaker.
CKLW weather.
Get out the Huskies, Ma. Cold wave warning today and tonight.
CKLW and Charlie Van Dyke at 134. William Heritage and the theme from SWAT. I should say, since I just left Hollywood, I do know what the next episode of SWAT will be. If you tune into the next show, you'll see the special weapons and tactical unit answering code 1025. That is a disturbance at a motel involving a donkey.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gable.
CKLW, Motor City Rock.
Fire burn, cauldron bubble. Here come the contest on the double. 9 o'clock at the Big Eight on Halloween night. I'm game. All attractive adult females are hereby invited to trick or treat with me in the studios. I not only do the trick, baby, I guarantee the treat. Want some candy, little girl? Come here. Come here. Oh, the witchy woman. Eagles, baby.
And then all of a sudden, here comes a radio station that says, and now, a Big Eight twin spin. And they played two records in a row. You almost wrecked your car. You couldn't believe it.
Here's the fourth of seven in a row at 12:39, CKLW Gold Rush time with Jim Edwards. Hit line requested from Roseville. These are the Delphonics, and La La means I love you. I think it also means Zava in French.
Dick Kernan is a longtime observer of the Detroit radio market. In the late 60s, he was a program director at a rival top 40 station in Detroit.
What they did was invent a station that was very hard to leave. And again, the whole construct of the station was around not doing anything that would make people turn the radio off. Keeping the commercial count low, so you didn't do five commercials between the records. Doing the twin spin triple play, which you never knew, you know, when that record started ending, and your tendency was to hit that button in the back of your head, maybe you hadn't better hit that button because maybe they're going to play another record.
Within months, CKLW became the top-rated station in town.
To win high-low jackpot number 19, tell me its exact amount in dollars and cents.
$5.29.
Mary, can you repeat that, please? Linda Holland.
Because it was number one, it reached a lot of record buyers, and lots of songs became national hits because of the exposure they got over and over and over on the Big Eight. The woman who picked the songs CK played was music director Rosalie Trombley, interviewed here in the early 1970s.
Most of the record men that I deal with have always said, expose more records. They don't realize that the shorter the playlist, and it's been proven with the Drake format, the shorter your playlist, the more exposure to maybe those three new records you put on. You chart those records instantly.
The Four Seasons on the Gary Mitchell Show, and it's headbound. Golly, will you still love me tomorrow? How about the day after tomorrow? Make it 10:37 CKLW.
If Trombley thought a song was a hit, CKLW would play it, be it rock or country or a Henry Mancini instrumental.
No phone, no boo, no pets.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Much More Music on a Million Dollar Weekend, presented by
CKLW, the Motor City.
11 o'clock on the Gary Mitchell Show.
Hey, hey, oh, baby. CKLW's hit-making ability also meant that the stars stopped by when they were in town for a concert.
You can have this dance with me.
CKLW, where you can bag the birds all this weekend. Bye. With Elton John, signing off here, thanking you all for listening. We love you, Detroit, and this record is a Detroit record. You made it. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
But CKLW also groomed its own stars.
Let's take a look at Motor City traffic with JoJo in the Big 8's Traffic Central.
A warm welcome to EJ the DJ on a bitter cold afternoon in Windsor and the Motor City. It's great having you in town, Elton, and especially at the Big 8. Are you having fun?
I'm having a great time, thank you.
My name is JoJo Shuddy McGregor, and I was hired at CKLW as JoJo Shuddy at the time. Of course, I was JoJo in the CKLW Big 8 Trafficopter. And I became the first female helicopter traffic reporter, not only at CKLW in Detroit and Windsor, but in the United States.
Hi, this is JoJo. Listen for my special Trafficopter reports before and after all Detroit Lions home games. Brought to you by Skidoo, the world's number one selling snowmobile.
CKLW.
Come to Jeff.
Ba 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 ba.
For years, CKLW seemed invincible. It was so respected in the industry that other stations around the country wouldn't play a song unless CKLW was already playing it. It was also one of the most imitated stations in the nation. But its listeners, millions of kids in the Midwest, didn't care much about all of that. For them, CK was simply providing a lively soundtrack to their daily lives. More music, more CKLW in a minute on NPR's All Things Considered.